This week, News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams pays homage to Florida's state tree, the sable palm. Sable palms can be found all over her rural Alva homestead and can grow in just about any soil, making it the most widely distributed palm tree in the state. In addition to its aesthetic beauty, the sable palm is also useful for food and medicine, and for Florida's wild creatures, it can be both a harbinger of life and death.
In her book, The Sable Palm, A Native Monarch, writer Barbara Olbeck calls the sable palm Southwest Florida's tree of life. She spends a whole chapter lyrically describing the critters that depend on it for food, water, and shelter. The list includes squirrels, birds, raccoons, snakes, frogs, bears, deer, hummingbirds, and bees. In the interest of balance, though, I think we could fairly call it the tree of death for some animal species. I remember an afternoon hour I spent sprawled on my hammock, looking up into a sable from my back. Ragged and rustling, the underfronds were buttressed with smooth, whalebone-looking midribs like a sepia-toned petticoat. As I rocked and watched, a sleek shape sliced across the palm's stone-colored trunk and disappeared among the fronds. It was a big, black racer, probably the same snake I'd often seen slipping into my limestone rock wall after the skittering city of anoles that live in its crevices. Then I heard an alto wailing that stopped as suddenly as it started. The snake's head reappeared, two skinny frog legs twitching between its jaws. It was a Cuban tree frog. I could tell by the mottled gray and gold and by the sticky discs tipping each toe. Good riddance, I wanted to think. Those Cuban frogs are another exotic species that's colonized Southwest Florida, outcompeting the natives. Plus, their slime contains an irritating toxin, so the kids can't even play with them. I wanted to be glad another one had been wiped out, but I wish I hadn't heard its final cry. You live in the country, you get the scenery, I guess. There are sable palms all over my place, and doubtless this little drama has been played out hundreds of times without me wincing below. Death traps or not, I love those trees, their unkempt greenery, their arm-long sprays of flowers, their tiny, date-tasting fruit. They're generous trees, and not just with animals. Like live oaks, they shelter all sorts of other plants. Velvety goldfoot ferns nuzzle into their boots, smilax and grapevines twine up their trunks, and strangler figs clasp them in thick green coils. So I think it makes perfect symbolic sense that they're our state tree. What better than a wild green thing that invites chronic invasion, that shelters species from around the world in its life-giving self? And if the occasional toxic alien meets a surprise ending, well, welcome to Florida.